When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we look at the mental health benefits of having a routine. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at the mental health benefits of having a routine. This is one of those topics that I just sort of found interesting, because it's we all sort of hear about routines and how valuable they are, and I've definitely talked about them a lot on this show, but I think it goes deeper than that. I think there's actual like science behind why we should include routine in our lives. I think there's actual ancestral precedent, let's use that term, behind why we've sort of always fallen into routines and why humans tend to crave routine. And so I want to dive a little bit into those over the next few weeks in episodes. And in today's, we're looking at the mental health benefits specifically, because I know that is a topic that you are interested in hearing more about. So one of the big things with this topic is that routine really allows you to take control of your sleep, right? So we talk on this show all the time about how valuable sleep is, but sleep is much more valuable than just for your like physical health, right? It's valuable for your mental health. It's valuable for your energy, for your ability to move forward and think clearly and feel like things are worth it, right? Now, I know personally, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but I am a night owl. And that typically means staying up really late and sort of being wired at the end of the day. And I struggle to fall asleep a lot. And so that's turned into, over the years of doing this show, of doing freelance work, of doing all the things that I've done in the past, that's turned into quite a few nights or quite a few days where I stayed up way too late the night before. And I had to wake up early for something, whether it was a meeting or my job or whatever it is. And I just couldn't do anything all day. I was totally burned out. And here's the crappy part. You end up being burned out for like two full days afterwards, right? It's not just, okay, well, you stayed up late an extra 3 hours, and so you've ruined the next day. Sometimes it's you've ruined the next 3 days because you're so incredibly burned out. And That is the effects of lack of sleep, and it can get even worse, right? You can having a lack of sleep has been proven to increase depressive and anxiety states and thoughts. It's been proven to have negative effects on your overall mental health. So getting control of that sleep cycle is valuable because it allows you to make sure you are getting enough sleep, right? That's pretty basic. Like, that's a fairly simple thing to wrap your head around. Getting control of the sleep cycle, getting control of that routine, allows you to make sure you're getting the sleep that you need. But there's another benefit. You end up also getting higher quality sleep. Because one of the things that we don't think about is that our bodies have two different states. Now, I'm sure there's actually more than that. I'm sure if you talk to an actual scientist, they may not even use this terminology, but I'm going to use it because this is how I understand it, right? This is how I took in the information, processed it, and it made sense to me this way, right? So think of it as two different states. You have the waking state and the sleeping state. Now, the transition between those two, that transitive state, maybe that's a third, that doesn't just happen, right? Your body doesn't just say, okay, lights are out, let me go to sleep now. Like, that doesn't just work that way. The process of you getting into that sleeping state starts long before you get into bed. It starts long before you get to that point where you've now decided you're going to sleep. And that's part of what a routine allows for. It allows you to make sure that that part, the part that leads to the transitive state, that leads to the sleeping state, is controlled. That part is always the same. That part is always done in a particular way. And that enables you to fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and get higher quality sleep because you're not fighting through that every single night. And to cap this section off, I have a great quote from Dr. Danielle Forshi, and it goes like this, quote, routine can liberate your mental health, and it can have incredible psychological benefits, including alleviating symptoms of mental disorders and insomnia. Creating a daytime routine for yourself or a loved one can promote better sleeping cycles. Again, that quote comes from Dr. Danielle Forshi. I'm going to link to the full article where she talks about this and the benefits of routine in your sleep cycle in the description of this episode, so make sure you check that out. Now, number two is that you know what to expect. Part of what makes us anxious and stressed is sort of the lack of understanding, lack of awareness of what is going on or what is about to happen, right? Anxiety, stress, it's a fear of the future, a fear of what's to come or what we maybe perceive is about to come. If we have a routine, whether that's a daytime or a nighttime routine, we always know what's next. We always know what's going to happen next. And so that anxiety, that stress, it starts to dissipate a little bit. It starts to get a little bit easier to manage. Part of what allows us to get through each day are the routines that we've already built, right? We wake up at a certain time, we get ready at a certain time, we eat breakfast at a certain time, we get in the car, we drive to work, we probably take the same route to work, we get to work, we sit down, we do the same things, and then we get into our day. And then at the end of the day, we have a similar routine. We pack up, we get back in the car, we drive the same route, we get back home. Maybe we take the dog out for a walk. Maybe we play with our kids. Maybe we make dinner. Whatever your routine looks like, you already have a routine. And that's part of what allows you to get through the day without constantly being in a state of stress and anxiety. And this is part of why entrepreneurs, creatives, authors, artists, anyone who is sort of working independently for themselves full time, this is part of why when you make that jump, stress and anxiety increases. It's because the routine no longer exists. And it's not until you create that routine for yourself, because there's no external force saying, hey, you need to do this, 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 and this. So that routine doesn't get made. You have to create that routine for yourself. Once you do that, the stress, the anxiety, all of those things start to move away. So allowing yourself to have a routine, allowing yourself that discipline, to refer back to Austin Kleon's quote from this past Sunday's episode, that can give you more freedom in the sense that you spend less of your time stressed out and anxious about what is going to come next. And to cap off this section, I have a great quote from Psychology Today. Quote, the importance of routine has been associated with a variety of mental health conditions, including bipolar disorder, addiction, depression, among others. The reason behind this is that when we organize ourselves and know what to expect, it's easier to actively work towards counteracting the thoughts and symptoms of any of the aforementioned mental health conditions. End quote. Now, the third big benefit of having a routine for your mental health is fairly straightforward. It is allowing yourself to take time off. Now, one of the things that we run into, that we struggle with when we don't have routine, is that we're always sort of running around with like a chicken with our head cut off, right? To use a weird term here. We never know what's going to come next. We never know what to expect. We never know what we need to work on next, what to do with this random time we just found because a meeting got canceled, because whatever. And that puts us in, like I was saying, this state of anxiety, this state of stress. But it also means that we just bulldoze past all of our free time. It's very easy to lose track of what our days look like, of what our weeks look like, of what our months look like, and therefore what our lives look like. If we are constantly in this state of what do I need to do next? What am I working on? What am I planning? What's next? What happens now? What can I do? By being in a routine and sticking to that routine. And that means, because here's the thing, people think about routines and they think about allowing themselves to be more productive, right? But routine is also about allowing yourself to shut down. Because if your routine, if your plan, your calendar says at 5 p.m. you're done, doesn't matter what you're doing at 5 p.m., you got to be done. Otherwise, you are not following the routine. By doing that, by setting that clear end time, you give yourself more free time. That free time, that luxury time, allows you to relax, allows you to take time off, allows you to go on that vacation, to get that massage, to spend time with your kids, to spend time with your wife or husband, to do whatever it is you want to do, all of the things that refresh you and allow you to come back the next day ready to go. So routines are incredibly valuable, not just from a productivity point of view or from a let's get things done point of view, but purely from a let's stop doing things point of view. Let's relax for a second point of view. If we know something isn't built into our routine, we know it's going to happen. We can trust ourselves with that. And that allows us to not have to worry about if or when will we be able to do whatever the thing is. So I hope this was helpful to you. I highly recommend, if you don't already have a routine that you chose, meaning you've just sort of fallen into a routine based on your partner's schedule, based on your work schedule, based on your kid's schedule, whatever your life looks like, it's probably created a routine for you. I urge you to build that routine yourself, to look at what your life currently looks like, just do a basic audit of it, and then insert the things you want to do, insert the order you want to do them in. Make that conscious effort to build that routine. It's going to do wonders for your mental health, it's going to do wonders for your productivity, and it will do wonders for your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, if you know someone who would benefit from this episode, share it with them. Let them know that this resource is here for them. I want to support them in their journey, and hopefully you can be the person to introduce us to them. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.